Okay, Bishus, all the Rabbanim. I want to talk about Sfira Saomer and the Avelus of Tamidi Rabbi Akiva. By tomorrow morning, once everyone shaves, we're going to forget about it. So let's see what we can learn from this. Sfira Saomer is a happy time. If you look in the Chumash, it's happy. Sfira Saomer is a happy time. It's between Pesach and Shavuos. You're getting ready for Matan Torah. The Sefer HaChinuch says that the main purpose of Sfira Saomer is to count from Pesach to Shavuos. You're excited. Matan Torah is coming. You're excited. Looking forward to the Torah. It's a happy time. It's found in the Chumash in Parashas Emor, in the middle of all the other Yom Tovim. The Sfasemis and others write, it's Ki Yomim Tovim. It's like one of the Yom Tovim. Sfira Saomer is in the Chumash in between the Yom Tovim. It's a happy time in the Torah. The Ramban writes, it's a famous Ramban, that Sfira Saomer is like Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. Just like there's the first day of Yom Tov, then Chol HaMoed, then the last day of Yom Tov, so there's 7 days of Yom Tov, then Chol HaMoed, and then Shavuos. So Sfira is a happy time. That's clear. In the Torah, Sfira is a happy time. It's also happy agriculturally. Everything's starting to grow now. You offer the carbon to Omer. You're happy when you offer the carbon. Sfira Saomer is a happy time. That's on the level of Daraisa. But then we all know that at least since the time of the Gaonim, we keep in Hagia Avelus now during Sfira. Shaving, haircuts, weddings. And so we also have like some Avelus now. So it's interesting. On a level of Daraisa, it's happy. And on a level of Minhag, we're in Avelus. That's the way it is. That is the reality. Why do we have this Avelus? So the standard reason is that the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died during this time of year. It's a terrible tragedy. 12,000 perished, 24,000 Talmidim. The Gemara says the world was shamem from Torah. Shamem is an amazing word. It means desolate. Nothing was there. And they all died this time of year. So therefore we keep Minhagi Avelus about the fact that they died. So we have a very interesting reality the last month, that we're happy in Sfira Saomer. Matan Torah is coming. It's one of the Yom Tovim. It's part of the Yom Tovim process. But we're also in Avelus because of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Hashem runs the world. Hashem worked it out this way, that we'll be in Avelus and have the beards and whatever during Sfira Saomer. Hashem could have worked it out that they die during the 3 weeks. Would have been a lot easier. 3 weeks is sad. Avelus. So be sad about this too. Would have fit better. Obviously, Hashem runs the world. It must fit somehow that we have Minhagi Avelus during Sfira. How do the Minhagi Avelus of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim dying blend in? Hashem runs the world. Hashem knows what he's doing. Hashem worked it out this way that we're going to have these Minhagi Avelus this time of the year. So the question is, why? What's the message? So there's a simple answer, and there are two fancy answers. And we'll discuss with Hashem one of the fancier answers. So the simple answer is, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. You have to work on your midos as part of a chana for Matan Torah. And the Gemara says that they died because Lanagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh, they didn't treat each other with proper respect, whatever that means exactly. There are different explanations. Somehow there was something on their high level, something was a little off. So therefore, we keep them, we think about the fact that they had a problem in this area, some on their high level, some problems. So we're supposed to work on that ourselves. So during Sfira, as part of getting ready for Matan Torah, we work on Derech Eretz Kodmei LaTorah. There's a custom to learn Pirkei Avos during this time of year. Getting ready for Matan Torah. That's the simple shot. That when you think about the reason why they died, that inspires you, that motivates you to work on your midos a little, and that's part of a chana for Matan Torah. That's the simple shot. Okay. But I once heard a deeper pshat, and I think it has an important message for us. There's a Rav in Queens, Rabbi Welcher Shlita, big Talmud Chacham. I was in his shul Friday night. I heard this shiur. I only went to shul once in my whole life. Happened to hear this shiur. Got a lot of mileage out of this shiur. I was teaching during that year in a girls' high school in Queens, and his daughter was in class. She wasn't in shul. So I said over his Dvar Torah to her on Wednesday. The next Shabbos, at the Shabbos table, she told over to her father's Dvar Torah that he said previous Shabbos. And he said, you know, you're saying it over pretty well. So tell Rabbi Ginsburg that he's, you know, it's like telephone all the way around that I said there. He said, okay, give him a shkoyach that because what you said to me is more or less what I said then. All right, get the whole, that doesn't happen too often. Here's what he said. And he started with a question. This is an important question which people give answers to. the Chora, the punishment of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim was very severe. The 24,000 Talmidim, they died. Why? Because they didn't treat each other with proper respect, whatever that means exactly. It's a pretty severe punishment. Hashem knows what he's doing. Only Nabis can tell us exactly why Hashem does things, but it's a fair question to ask. Like, why does this make sense? How can they get killed for something that seems not to be like the end of the world? What a severe punishment. So he gave the following idea. It's his own little conjecture. I saw later, Ravan Kotler Zatzal has a similar idea, and Rav Neben Sol Shlita, not exactly the same, but along the same lines. He started with a mushal. Let's say Rav Neben Sol Shlita is one of the Gedolei Ador. People call him for shailas. Why do they call Rav Neben Sol for shailas? Well, because he knows everything. No, that's not why. He knows everything, and he's also a tzadik gamor, from A to Z, from head to toe. And a person knows that he's one of the Bali Masova. He's one of the Gedolim. And he knows Torah. Rav Neben Sol, Rav Chizkiya told us something that he said, he noticed, this is amazing, Rav Chizkiya noticed that there's one topic in Musar Avodas Hashem Rav Neben Sol never talks about it in his Sfarim. And he didn't tell us what it is, you'll see why. So Rav Chizkiya noticed, which is also amazing, and he asked his father, how come you never talk about this in your Sfarim? Rav Neben Sol said, because that Midah, I don't feel I've worked on enough to be able to talk, to write about and give Musar about it. Okay, so Mashma, the other 25,000 Midos that he writes about, he writes very powerful Musar, like that's sort of a, he was just giving an honest answer. It's unbelievable. It makes you shake, that story. When you read Rav Neben Sol, the reason his books are so powerful, because he lives what he learns. It's a tzadik gamur. Let's say there was a guy, Nushas Baal Peh, professor in university or something. You wouldn't call him for shailas, because he's not a... That's when it comes to Torah. When it comes to Torah, Lahavdil, let's say a guy is getting ready for the MCATs for med school, and he is a professor, and this professor explains all the formulas perfectly, got clear organized charts, and can help me on my MCATs. I don't care so much about his personal life. I really don't care. I don't care so much. It's the way he's a good professor. He explains the formulas. I get that good grade. I'm in med school. I'm good to go. When it comes to Torah, being a Baal Masorah, your living of Torah has to match your learning of Torah. And if it doesn't, you can't be a Baal Masorah. So Rav Welcher said, maybe, as follows, Rav Kiva's Talmidim would have been the Tanoim. The Gemara says that he started again with five new Talmidim. They became Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Most of the Mishnayos and Brises come from them. Tosefta's come from them. So these 24, they would have been the Tanoim. They would have been the people, the names we quote, Mamish, 2,000 years later, 1,500 years later, we quote these names forever, Mashiach and forever. So precisely because they would have been the ultimate Balei Masorah, Hashem judged them at such a high level. If their living of Torah doesn't perfectly match their learning of Torah, they can't be Tanoim. So precisely because they would have been the Tanoim, they were punished so severely. And that might be an angle, and Aaron Carlos has a similar thing about the severe punishment. Okay. So we're not the Balei Masorah in the same way, we're not the Tanoim. But this message applies to everyone. The message of Sfiras HaOmer is that our living of Torah has to match our learning of Torah. And that's exactly how it blends into Hachana for Matan Torah. Gedef Matan Torah now, Shavuos is coming, Torah. Shavuos is not focused so much on learning. You learn a lot. It's focused on Naseh V'Nishma. I'm a Kavala myself to keep what I learn. And that message we can take from Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim fits in perfectly to our Hachana from Matan Torah. Does our living of Torah match our learning? My Rebbe Rav Shechlita. So during the year he's busy. He is busy. Shaila is this. He's giving shir all the time. And he gets to learn, like regular learning, mostly in the summer. So he goes up to, now he spends some of the summer in NTS Vaikolo, and he spends the summer in Tannersville. It's a little town upstate New York. He has a bungalow there, a house there. And he goes up and he learns. And he says, he just chaz v'shas. He swallows Gemaras. I have a wonderful wife. Twice she sent me. I went up there, I sat there for 4 days. I rented a little place next, and I sat there with Rav Shech, he just learned, he just sit there. It was really embarrassing. I called ahead. I said, Rebbe, like in 2.5 weeks when I get to Tannersville, can you estimate where you're going to be? And I was like pounding art school, so I could, like, be ahead of the game. So when I got that, you know, he took like, you know, six blotters, he just shh. So I had to be, so I bought all the art scrolls where he's going to be in a couple of weeks to get ready, so I could sort of be half follow. He reads fast, says over all this. He's like swallowing daffing. It was very fascinating to watch. It was amazing. So now Shekh is up in Tannersville. Tannersville is an interesting place. It's mostly Lubavitchers go to Tannersville, and also the crowd from the Yekis from Washington Heights. Rosh Hashanah, that's where he lives. And it's, you go to the shul and you'll see the Yekis over there and the Lubavitchers with the, you know, the kippahs, Yechiyah Dineinu, in the same shul. It's fascinating, in the same shul. So Tannersville, they tell some jokes about Tannersville. Tannersville is where the Mashiach is going to come, right on time. That's one guy's okay joke. And there's another joke they tell in Tannersville, a little sharper. In Tannersville, davening starts exactly at 10 o'clock. Okay, anyway, so those two, they both capture Tannersville perfectly. And he's up in Tannersville. So Rav Shechter told us once that a good definition of Yiras Shamayim is that I accept upon myself to keep whatever I learn. I don't know everything. I learn halacha, I'm going to keep it. Some things are chumras, I'm going to keep halacha. I learn halacha, I'm going to keep halacha. If a person says that to himself, that's Yiras Shamayim. And he tells the following story. He's up in Tannersville, and he sits at a park bench, like a long bench. He sits at the end, and people come and listen, and he's giving a shiur. And then during the shiur, a guy disappears. Like, you know, a guy, and he's just not there. You know, oh, look up, he's not there. Tannersville's like 2-hour drive to New York. So he's not there at night. The next day, lunchtime, he's back. He said, what happened to you? Like, what, he just disappeared. So he's giving a shiur on mezuzah. And talking about that if you own a house where you live during the year, these are the whole year. So let's say you live in the city. If you're not from New York, the city means Manhattan, the city. And you go up to the mountains for the summer. And your house in the city has 20 mezuzahs. And your bungalow in the mountains has 6 doorways. So you'll say, great, I'm leaving for 2 months. I'll take 6 of my 20 mezuzahs off my house in New York. Go up to the bungalow, put them up, and then take them back when the summer's over. Because you can't do that. Because your house in New York needs mezuzahs all year round, because you live there most of the year. So you can't take 6 mezuzahs and pick them up north. So he mentioned that he was closing Menachos, and he mentioned it. So the guy said, Rebbe, that's me. I do it every year. I take mezuzahs off my house and I bring them to the bungalow here in Tannersville. So the guy's in the shir. Rav Shechter cries when he tells the story. He's in the shir. He hears that in the shir, and boom, he's gone. He got into his car, drove to New York, bought 6 mezuzahs, put them up, and then came back the next day. He said, well, why did you have, no, I wanted to get the good ones. I didn't trust my friends to get the good ones that I wanted to get. That's amazing. The guy's in a shir, he hears a halacha, and he disappears like mid-sentence. No one knows where he went. He went to fulfill the halacha. He learned that minute in the shir. That's Shavuos. That's living of Torah matches your learning of Torah. That's Na'aseh V'Nishma. I accept upon myself whatever I learn, I'm going to keep. Rav Nemetzal likes to quote in his Sfarim, Rabbeinu Yonah. It's an amazing Rabbeinu Yonah. It says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, if your Maisim are more than your Chachma is going to be sustained. If you do more than you know, your learning will be sustained. How can you do more than you know? How can you do more than you know? That's a question which all the Mefarshim discuss. Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is the Pshat. He says, if you're mekabel on yourself to do whatever you learn, Rabbeinu Yonah says, you get schar now as if you did it, then you get schar again when you learn it and actually do it. And he says, that's Na'aseh V'Nishma. So the Mishnah is literal. A person can actually do more than he knows. If you say to yourself, I'm mekabel, I'll do whatever I learn, you get schar now as if you did it. So this, I think, is a good halakha for Shavuos. This is Na'aseh V'Nishma. Our challenge is we're coming up to Shavuos that our living of Torah has to match our learning of Torah, and that we can learn from Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim on our level as a perfect hachana for our preparation for Shavuos. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.